the Challenges in Vending Technology podcasts. This is the 31st podcast in the series. I'm Elliot Maris, editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and with me today is Cliff Fisher, the sales manager of Vending Management Solutions for MEI. Cliff, back on December the 17th of 2009, we interviewed an operator who questions the benefits of pre-kitting routes in the warehouse. This operator claimed that technology providers say there is a 15 to 20% productivity gain from pre-kitting routes in the warehouse. But he also said that the suppliers have never specifically explained what the cost is in order to achieve that gain. How do you respond to that?
Well, Elliot, the costs really will vary from operator to operator, depending on what point that operator may be in implementing technology already, processes that may be in place to support item-level control leading to pre-kit forecasting. So it's very important to determine what level a bottler or an operator has reached, what distance they have to go to achieve that level of forecast capability resulting in pre-kitting. That will help us determine what the costs may be. For instance, if an operator is using paper and pencil today and is hoping to get to the level of pre-kit forecasting, there are several initial steps that need to be taken. One is to implement DEX, or digital data collection of information from vending machines. Depending on the age and current level of DEX capability of the machine population, the costs associated with implementing DEX can vary from operator to operator. So that's an important consideration. Secondarily, the steps that must be taken to ensure the accountability, the accuracy, and ultimately the efficiency that an operator hopes to gain will need to be committed to by the highest levels of the organization, all the way down to execution level. So the way we view it at MEI is it's important to understand what the effort entails, where an operator is today in meeting the fundamental requirements, and what is their commitment level in implementing the processes and accountability that will yield the benefits. And we have operators who have well exceeded 15 and 20% productivity gain, up to between 1 and 2 hours per day per route, once they've fully implemented the solution, followed through, done the necessary change management, and reinforced those habits that will yield the greatest amount of benefit.
Okay. Just for the sake of argument, Cliff, let's say that we have an operation where the routes already are on DEX. That is, the machines are reporting DEX. The drivers are using DEX handhelds to download the data and collect the cash. In such a scenario, if they move to pre-kitting, they still will need to be doing some additional tasks in the warehouse to load the bins, and maybe there has to be some extra supervisory cost there to make sure that the operation is moving smoothly. Could you give me any estimate as to what the additional warehouse cost will be?
Well, absolutely. The part of the, you know, the process control does extend into the warehouse as well as onto the route. There are tools in relation to what products will be utilized, how they will be presented to be picked and placed into the containers. MEI EasyTrax integrates with some of the automation tools that have been developed by third-party organizations that will assist in that endeavor. It takes setting up some specialized racking, potentially, to reduce the number of steps required to move through a warehouse, to get the product loaded into the container. Those tools will integrate with EasyTrack software and other softwares as well. So that will automate the process, reduce the level of effort necessary to get the product from point A to point B, and get the driver on his way. Additionally, what an operator utilizing pre-kit forecasting will gain is a reduction, typically of 15 to 20% of SKUs in their warehouse. These are products that they will no longer need to carry in their warehouse as a result of the data clearly identifying what should and should not be purchased from suppliers and placed in the machines. So you're looking at steps saved, you're looking at automation of data flow, you're looking at reduction of SKUs in the warehouse based on real sales data that will really direct traffic. It is no longer left to gut feel, no longer left to chance, and it is incrementally over time going to improve as comfort level is enhanced and competence is gained in use of the tools.
Well, now, I think that the reduction in SKUs, which to those that don't know what that refers to, that stands for stock keeping units, that's product variety. The reduction in the product variety that we can achieve is a function of managing the product category, managing what needs to be warehoused based on knowing what's actually selling in the machines in a more timely manner and actually knowing more accurately what's being sold in the machines. And that is a separate function from pre-kitting, correct?
It is, but it is absolutely a fundamental requirement of successful pre-kitting. That item-level control, the ability to look at a single transaction at a single machine and overlay that across an entire machine population and customer base will drive the forecasting that will ultimately tell a route driver where to go, when to go, and what to take with him or her to place in that machine. And that's driven, once again, by greater efficiency in the warehouse, with some of the automation tools that I just described.
Okay. And any estimate what those automation tools will cost?
The automation tools really are going to have to be determined through those third-party organizations.
Okay.
Lightspeed is a purveyor of the automated pre-pick tools.
Mm-hmm.
Pick-to-Light is a second product that is also available to integrate with any warehouse operation, any vending management solution software, and they'll be able to give more accurate figures on what the costs of implementing those solutions are.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our 31st podcast in this series, and Cliff, I thank you for your time.
Kelly, thank you very much.